Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I mentioned in last week's Natural North Dakota that estimates for how many seeds a cottonwood tree could produce in a year may range up to 48 million. Clearly, all those small seeds do not develop into cottonwood trees. But a very small portion do fall on the ground with the right conditions of soil, moisture, sunlight, little competition, and other factors to become the next generation of cottonwood trees. It's a different story for some other plants, acorns from oak trees, for example. Should a plant produce lots of small seeds or smaller number of larger seeds? The answer to that question is it depends. Although there is a continuum of variation in many factors relating to the reproductive strategies in plants, as well as other organisms, scientists have identified two opposing strategies. Some plants, for example, are short-lived and mature rapidly. Think weedy annuals or short-lived perennials. They also put a large amount of energy into producing lots of seeds, typically small seeds, that get widely dispersed. As you might expect, many of those small seeds will never fall to the ground and find the right conditions to germinate and develop into mature plants, but a small portion will. These plants commonly grow in disturbed areas or early successional communities. Plants with these characteristics are referred to as our selected species. Just the opposite is true for another group, what scientists refer to as K-selected species. They mature slowly and are long-lived. They also put a much smaller proportion of effort into seed production, and typically larger seeds, which are not as widely dispersed. These plants are more adaptable to stable conditions or later successional stages. Think mature forest species. So as you watch the myriad of plants coming into flower and setting seeds this summer, give some consideration to how the energy invested by the plant into producing the number and size of seeds and how they are dispersed influences where the plants grow and how they are adapting to a range of disturbed or stable environmental conditions and other factors. They're expressions of different reproductive strategies. I've put links to more information on reproductive strategies in plants, as well as other organisms, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.